Breakfast. You are with myself, Tess Connery. I am going to be here till 9. Hope Monday's going well for you. The coffee's kicking in and the sun is out and it all looking like a good day. Right now, though, I don't know how you spent your weekend. If it was anything like me, you wrapped yourself in a blanket and watched bad Netflix shows for like 48 hours straight. Didn't pay any attention to the news at all whatsoever. It's a good thing, then, that we have Anthony Dockrell, our weekend warrior, to swing on by and run us through what we may have missed. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Tess.
How you going? What have we missed?
Well, look, it was a huge weekend of news, but look, there are two things in particular I want to talk about. Look, Ireland held a referendum into part of its constitution, Amendment 8, which made it illegal for women to have abortions. In what has been a very conservative country, Ireland, 66.4% voted for women to have the basic rights to choose how and when they have children.
Good for them. It's a healthcare right. It's a healthcare right.
Definitely. And, you know, what has been a deeply conservative country where the Catholic Church has held a large degree of control, it's fair to say that their days of control are over.
Well, I mean, coming off the back of they legalised same-sex marriage a bit before us as well, so...
Yeah, so look, to put all this perspective, 1995, not that long ago, especially if you're about my vintage.
I was born the year after.
Well, okay, they just made me feel old. But look, 1995, Ireland voted 50.24% for the right to have a divorce.
Did you have, wait, what?
50.24%. Like I said, deeply conservative country. 2015, 62% voted for marriage equality. Fast forward to today, 66.4%. So I think you can say that, like I said, the days of the Catholic Church controlling Ireland are over.
Yeah, and I'm still stuck on the divorce thing.
Yeah, 50.24%.
So what, before 1995, you just couldn't get divorced?
I'm not really sure about the full details, but you probably have to get on a boat and go over to the UK or something.
Okay.
Yeah, but who would have thought that, you know, the Catholic Church, you know, if, you know, can't give people public lectures in morality anymore?
I mean, like, it is... really fascinating when you put it in those terms to watch, you know, them sort of move away from the Catholic Church's power. And, good on them.
Yeah. Now, look, a lot of pressure now on Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Now the follow through on their southern cousins. And we shouldn't bask too much in this.
No.
Australia's abortion laws are a mess. Queensland and New South Wales, I'm looking at you in particular.
Yep.
But they're different in every state. Queensland and New South Wales, it's illegal. It's up to a doctor to give you the tick. So again, Australia falls behind Ireland.
And we consider ourselves a nation, you know, when you look at the pure stereotypes, we consider ourselves a progressive nation. We're very, you know, la-di-da and Ireland, they're the Catholic ones, conservative ones. Yeah, not so much.
Not so much anymore. And it's amazing what a few months can do to a fella from the bush, Tess.
Where is this going?
Back in February, Barnaby Joyce told Lee Sales on the 7:30 report, "This is a private matter and everybody's trying to second guess what is a deeply private matter and I'm just not going to do that."
Oh, Barney.
Fast forward to this weekend, just gone, and Barnaby, Vicky and baby Sebastian are talking to Channel 7 for the tune of $150,000. Well, that's the amount that's been reported. And, you know, I'm sure you're going, wait, politicians can't talk to the press for money, surely.
Well, that was my first thought after $150,000.
Well, no, look, Barnaby's learned his lesson. He's learned that lesson from that big check he got from Gina Reinhardt, which he had to give back. No, the $150,000 is going into a trust account for his children. Sorry, I meant baby Sebastian.
No, the one child.
The male child. So there you go. Barnaby's not charging money to speak with the media. His baby Sebastian is charging money. But look, I'm not sure Channel 7 will get much value from a six-week-old baby.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm no expert in baby speech. I am a bit of an expert on baby speech. But, you know, I would think a six-year-old Sebastian, you know, going googa gaga, you know, I mean, those noises can best be interpreted by Channel 7 as I'm thirsty and ooh, my bum is wet.
That's about it. I think that's the
pretty much the National Party line on climate change.
Yikes. Zing.
I had a far worse joke there before, but I had to take it out for legal reasons.
they're the best reasons.
Also on the weekend, Hugh Grant got married to his long-term girlfriend.
Oh, did he?
Tess, another bachelor. gone.
I'm off the market. Devastated.
Yeah, I know.
Which one's Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant, you know, the foppish English one.
There's a few of them.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously means a lot to you. But, you know.
I think he might be the one I get confused with Colin Firth a lot.
That's not a huge difference.
Right. Got it. Okay.
There's a lot of people listening right now going, what had they just said?
I've upset a lot of people. I'm sorry.
And look, the Swans won in the wet in Brisbane. Daniel Ricciardo won in Monaco. And Malcolm lost another news poll. And that was the weekend.
Oh, good times. Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell there. Our weekend warrior running you through what you might have missed whilst you switched off over Saturday and Sunday. The newsroom will be back at 8:30. Just a few more minutes away to run you through today's headlines.